If you're listening to this right now, there's a chance something in your life feels hard. Maybe you're sitting in a hospital waiting room, or you're caring for someone you love, or you're just carrying something heavy that's difficult to name. Whatever brought you here, you're welcome. Difficult moments are part of being human. None of us gets through life without facing times of uncertainty, loss, or just feeling like the ground has shifted beneath us. And in those moments, many of us wonder, is there someone who can simply be with me in this? Someone who will listen, without rushing, without judgment? That's exactly what this episode is about. We're going to answer one simple question. What is a chaplain, and could one help you or someone you love? No complicated language, no pressure, just a straightforward conversation. So take a breath, and let's talk. So, what is a chaplain? Let's start right there, with the simplest version. A chaplain is a trained caregiver whose job is to support your emotional, spiritual, and human needs. Not your medical needs, not your mental health diagnosis. Your human needs, the ones that don't show up on a chart, but that matter enormously when life gets hard. And here's the first thing I want you to hear clearly. Chaplaincy is not just for religious people. That's probably the biggest misconception out there. Chaplains support people of every faith. Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh, and many more. They also support people who follow mixed or blended traditions, and they absolutely support people who have no religious belief at all. If you're spiritual but not religious, if you're agnostic, if you're a firm atheist, a chaplain is still for you. What chaplains are really trained to do is be present with people. That might sound simple, but it's actually a profound skill. Being truly present means sitting with someone in a hard moment, without trying to fix it, without rushing, without offering easy answers. It means listening, really listening to what someone is carrying. Chaplains listen without judgment. Whatever you believe, whatever choices you've made, whatever complicated feelings you're sitting with, a chaplain is not there to evaluate you. They're not there to push a particular faith or worldview on you. They are there for you, on your terms. Now, there's an important distinction I want to make gently but clearly. A chaplain is not a therapist. They are not a doctor or a nurse. They don't diagnose conditions. They don't treat illness. And they don't provide clinical counseling. If you need those kinds of support, and sometimes people do, a chaplain will actually help connect you to the right person. But the chaplain's role is different. The word I'd use is, they accompany. They walk alongside you in the hard stretch. Think of it this way. When someone you love is seriously ill, there are all sorts of practical and medical things happening around them. Doctors are treating the illness. Nurses are managing care. But then there are the bigger, harder questions that don't have a medical answer. Questions about meaning, about fear, about what matters most. That's where a chaplain steps in. You might wonder where you'd actually encounter a chaplain. The answer is, more places than you might expect. Chaplains work in hospitals and hospices, often as part of the formal care team. They work in care homes and nursing facilities. You'll find chaplains in prisons and the military, in universities and colleges, and increasingly in community settings too. Some workplaces have chaplains. Some community organizations do. If you're going through something hard, there's a good chance chaplaincy support exists somewhere near you. In a hospital or hospice, a chaplain might come to your bedside or to a family waiting room. They might be called by a nurse or a social worker who thought you could use some support, or you can ask for one yourself, and we'll talk about how to do that in a moment. In a prison or a military setting, they're often simply available, a consistent, trusted presence in a difficult environment. So, what does it actually feel like to talk to a chaplain? People often say it feels different from other conversations in a care setting. A chaplaincy visit is unhurried. There's no clipboard, no assessment, no form to fill in. The chaplain isn't there to move on to the next task. They're there for you, for as long as you need, in that moment.
It's also private. What you share with a chaplain stays with the chaplain. That sense of confidentiality matters. It gives people the freedom to say things they might not feel comfortable saying to family or to medical staff. Things like, I'm frightened, I'm angry, I don't know what I believe anymore,
I just need someone to hear me.
And perhaps most importantly, the chaplaincy visit is led entirely by you. The chaplain follows your lead. If you want to talk, they talk. If you want silence, they sit in silence with you. If you want to pray, they can support that. If you want nothing to do with prayer, that's completely fine too. There is no script, no agenda, and no expectation.
That's what makes chaplaincy care so distinctive. In a world that often feels busy and transactional, a chaplain offers something rare, a space that is fully yours, where you don't have to perform or explain yourself or be further along in your grief or your fear than you actually are. You can just be where you are, and someone will be there with you. So let's talk about something practical, how you actually find this kind of support. Because knowing chaplaincy exists is one thing. Knowing how to reach it is another. And I want to make this as simple as possible for you.
If you or someone you love is already in a hospital, a hospice, or a care facility, the easiest step is simply to ask.
Ask a nurse, a doctor, or a social worker. Say, "I'd like to speak with a chaplain." That's it. Most healthcare settings have a chaplaincy or pastoral care team, and staff can make that referral for you quickly. You don't need a special reason. You don't need to be in crisis. Asking is enough.
If you want to look ahead, or if you're supporting someone who's about to go into hospital, many hospitals and hospices list their chaplaincy or pastoral care team directly on their website. You can find contact details there and reach out before you even arrive. Having that information in advance can make a real difference when things feel overwhelming.
And if you're not in a healthcare setting at all, if you're simply going through something hard in everyday life, there are still routes to chaplaincy care. Local faith communities often offer pastoral support to anyone in the area, regardless of whether you share their beliefs or attend their services. Community organizations, university campuses, and some workplaces have chaplains too. A quick search for chaplaincy support alongside your area or your institution is a good place to start.
I also want to say this clearly. You do not need to be religious to ask for a chaplain. You do not need to be seriously ill. You do not need to be in crisis. Chaplaincy is for anyone navigating something that feels bigger than everyday life. Grief, uncertainty, a diagnosis, a difficult decision, or simply a season where you feel lost. If it feels heavy, that's reason enough. And if you're not sure whether what you're feeling qualifies, it does. There's no threshold to cross, no level of suffering you need to reach before you're allowed to ask for support. Chaplaincy is not a last resort. It's available, and it's for you.
We've covered a lot of ground today. What a chaplain is, what they do, where you'll find them, and what it feels like to receive that care. But I want to leave you with one final thought, and I want to say it plainly. Reaching out for support is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of courage. It means you're taking seriously what you're carrying, and you're willing to let someone walk alongside you. Support is available. You don't have to explain yourself perfectly or have the right words or know exactly what you need. You can simply say, "I'm going through something hard and I'd like to talk to someone." That's enough. A chaplain will meet you exactly where you are.